This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The midterm congressional elections happen later in the year, but the Republican National Committee is launching a six-figure ad campaign this week, with a chunk of the money going toward ads on cable. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports, the spending comes as campaigns realize fewer people are tuning in, at least the way they used to.
People aren't glued to live TV anymore. They're using services like TiVo or streaming. Julie Hootkin is with a Democratic polling firm. It released a survey last week of voter viewing habits.
Nearly 30%, so almost one in three voters, said that they watched no live TV other than sports in the past week.
Republican pollster Robert Blizzard co-authored the survey. He says, okay, 30% aren't watching live TV, but 70% are.
That's where, you know, a bulk of the campaign voter context should go, but you can't ignore that other 30% anymore because that's the number that's growing.
In fact, there is a digital component to the new Republican National Committee ads, and they're tailored for specific groups, among them Hispanics and young voters, all declaring,
I'm a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
Yo soy republicano.
Blizzard says even parties and candidates that have lots of money are trying to target their TV ads, so there'll be less blanketing of the airwaves during this fall's elections, something we can all look forward to. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.